I'll tell you something else that's really peculiar. I've actually waylaid one of our sponsors here today. It's Karen Kirby from Kirby Shipping. Now, from Kirby Shipping, Kirby Coaches, I'm thinking of my old days of being out on the road doing shipping companies. And Karen, it's great to see you here. And you've brought one of your drivers as well, Bob Frost. Hi, Bob.
Hello there.
You're going to have to talk a lot closer in than that.
Okay, how's that?
Don't be shy. Nobody's going to hurt you. It's great to catch you here today, and I have to say I did waylay you because I found out that you were going to be in the exhibition here. And it was a food exhibition, so I really didn't expect you there. So how come you got involved in that?
Well, Aztec, that hold the event, we run coaches and bring people to Brentwood Centre for the food and craft show. And they asked if we wanted to have a stand here, which I thought was an excellent idea because it gets people to know that we do pick up at Brentwood and Billericay and that area, and we've had a lot of positive feedback from
people. That's great. And of course you managed to sort of nip round and have a few free samples as well, probably.
Yes, yeah, a few samples, yes. All fattening, I'm afraid.
So what have you got lined up this year? Because you've just brought out a new brochure, haven't you?
We have. We have got a new brochure, lots of exciting destinations in the UK and on the continent. One of the exciting ones is André Rieu, where we've got an André Rieu trip to Vienna in May. And we've got the Pyrenees, and we do a lot of Warner Holidays. Warner Holidays is great, yeah.
And, of course, this year, being the anniversary of the First World War, you've got special trips to the World War sites.
We've got a couple of tours. It's called Footsteps of the Fallen, and right. We're going staying in Belgium near Ypres, and we're doing a tour around the cemeteries, the war graves. Right. And, I think it's Ypres is very moving.
Right.
I'm looking forward to running those trips, yes.
Now, Bob, you've been retired and then you got sort of waylaid by the Kirby Mafia, as it were. So how long have you been with Kirby's?
Well, that's quite right. I bumped into Eddie and Betty Kirby. That's Simon's mum and dad, if you like.
Right.
Karen's husband. In Rayleigh one day, and Eddie was saying to me, because I had driven for them before part-time when
right.
I was at my previous job, Eddie said to me, why aren't you driving for us? You could be earning a lot of money now. And I said, well, okay. And Eddie and Betty sent me round to see Simon. And it was supposed to be only now and then, just when we're busy. That were the very words that we used. But it's never been like that.
I can imagine.
From the moment I went back. So I think this coming year, I think it's my seventh year back
wow.
with Kirby's.
And yes. do you go on specific areas or do you literally go anywhere?
Well, I don't go abroad.
No.
I think... because I'll be 70 in a month's time, and I think I might find that a little bit much. But in the UK, I'm absolutely fine.
I mean, I think it's very brave to drive a ruddy, ruddy great coach around anywhere. I can just imagine the mayhem I would cause.
I've had my license since I was 22.
Right.
So on and off, I have driven. So I'm fairly comfortable with it
yes.
all at the moment.
Yeah. Have you driven on the continent before?
I had done previously years ago when I was younger.
Yes.
But not lately.
No.
And it isn't so much the driving that would worry me. It's being in a little bit of a tight spot, possibly, where I don't speak of the foreign language.
Mm.
And so as long as I can go in the UK, I mean, I love the UK tour.
Yes.
Tours, so I'm... You know, as long as Karen can keep me in this country, I'm really happy.
I'm sure I will.
Now, Karen, you not just do Europe as well. You do Canada and all sorts of places.
Yes, we do. We do flying holidays now from Southend. We do Mallorca.
Yes.
We do Jersey, Portugal. And we always send an escort with the people because some people don't want to be or go to a foreign country on their own.
Mm.
It's like all our continental tours. I always have a courier with them on the coach. And the ones that we do by air always have an escort. I've taken some people to Hawaii, Canada. We've got another Canadian one in October,
yes.
Canadian Rockies, and which is I love doing for Canada. It's
yes.
beautiful. And, it's all going quite
but
well.
But you don't take them on a coach.
Well, they go on a coach once they get to their destination.
They yes. say it'd be a jolly long ride.
It would.
Yeah. And so how long have you been doing these American trips for?
American trips, we started about 7 years ago. We did one to New England.
Right.
That was our very first one. Then we did Canada, and then we did China.
China.
And we went there for 2 weeks in China, and then Hawaii. Mm. For a couple of years, I wasn't so well health-wise, and then I stopped, and now we're back. On the, you know, doing the air flights again.
Now, I heard the other day that, I think it was yesterday, somebody said to me that some of the places that they were flying from Southend Airport, they've suddenly pulled, like Tenerife.
Yes, they're not doing so many now from Tenerife. And
surprised.
Yeah, it is. It's surprising because Southend is an excellent airport. I mean, going through the security is nothing like Gatwick or Heathrow. And,
no.
Southend terminal has enlarged now.
Yes.
And I think it's an excellent airport to fly from, Southend. Yeah.
And have you got any new plans that you can reveal? Is it for the forthcoming year or is it?
Well, I started what's called a friendship club about 14 months ago, and it is for people on their own that have lost loved ones, not used to going out socialising, or I've lost that little confidence.
Yes.
And I started doing trips for people on their own. And we've got 750 members now. And we're starting to hold meetings once a month in Rayleigh. We've got one in Lee. Then we're coming to Hutton. Then we've got one in Hornchurch. And that's really rewarding because some of these people have not, you know, had contact with maybe sometimes other people for a few months. And I've had one occasion, a lady hadn't been out of her flat for about 3 months. And seeing our leaflet come to our meeting and meet new people, it gave her that little push of confidence, and I'm really excited about that. Yeah.
That's great stuff.
Yeah.
Well, look, thank you very much indeed for coming in. I kind of waylaid you to come in as well.
Thank you,
threw
Scott.
You on the spot. But thanks very much indeed for that.
Well, thank you for having us.
Not at all. It's our pleasure.